Okay. So I'll bring you in. We'll record as usual, and I'll play it back here in a little bit on the show.
Okay.
So
good.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, excellent. Here we go.
Okay.
KX93.5 welcomes to the program once a week Jonathan Burke. He's the president of Laguna College of Art and Design, and I'm sure it's an exciting time for you, Jonathan, as the students are coming back to school.
Yes, it is. Yeah, no, it's great. We had... Can we break for 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I have something about... I was going to talk about drawing and painting, but I also have something about students, too. So I just...
want to reverse the order.
Yeah, I think so, because I... Let's see, do I have anything about the students? It's... Yeah, let's not talk about students right now.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
I'll start again.
Okay.
KX93.5 welcomes to the show every week the president of Laguna College of Art and Design, Jonathan Burke, who tells us what's going on at LCAD today. So, Jonathan, please fill us in.
Thank you. And again, thanks for having me on and being able to talk about the college. So, last week, I shared a little information about one of our majors, graphic design and digital media. And that's one of our 9 undergraduate majors. And this week, what I'd like to do is talk about our fine arts department, and that encompasses both the drawing and painting major. We have an emphasis in figure sculpture, and we teach printmaking also. I think what's interesting about our fine arts department and the drawing and painting major is that LCAD has the only solely representational drawing and painting and sculpture program in the country.
Hmm.
There are ateliers that offer excellent private instruction, and that's in traditional drawing and painting, but LCAD is the only fully accredited institution committed to developing highly skilled representational figurative artists. And those terms, representational and figurative, are really interchangeable. It really means the same thing, being able to look at nature and be able to translate and describe what's in front of you on a two-dimensional surface. So this is what we do, and our graduates are prepared, and once they complete the program, they're ready for a competitive art market. And the evidence is really in our alumni. If they want to continue their education, they can go on to graduate school, and they do get accepted to very competitive graduate programs, and we have a graduate program, too, in drawing and painting. They excel in the gallery market. They get private public commissions. Many work in museums. They do curatorial work in art fields. And a lot also, if they want, they can become high school art faculty, or if they have their MFA, which is their Master of Fine Arts, they're then eligible to become faculty in a college or university art department. So the artistic philosophy is really based on obtaining classical skills and techniques. And what's interesting, it's also in all the subject areas, too. So it's still life, it's figure, both clothed and unclothed, portrait, landscape, interiors, and complex figure composition. And the one thing that's important, too, is that skills are really necessary. But everything is in service to address concepts and ideas of contemporary and narrative storytelling. And that's really to say something that's individual, that's meaningful to themselves, or really to talk about the human condition. So I thought I would share that. And the reason we're also so successful is that we have just wonderfully nationally recognized award-winning artists, faculty really share what they know with our students, and it's the learning environment that really allows us to achieve our goals.
Great. Well, as always I say, we're so lucky to have you guys in our backyard, and we feel proud to have such a well-recognized and accredited art college, you know, on our canyon. So thank you, Jonathan, for always reminding us why we're so lucky here in Laguna.
That's great. Again, thanks for having me, and have a great week.
All right, all the best.
Okay, take care. Bye.